Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, coming at you live from the Peppermill Casino in Reno, Nevada. And by live, I mean I'm alive while I'm recording this, but you're listening to an actual recording. You know, it's all about perspective, really. I got a pool view. That's kind of awesome. Because you ever notice it's not like Chevy Chase's Vacation or anything like that, where you're like, ooh, hey, the pool. No, it's not really. It's not the prettiest thing you'd want to have a look at, unfortunately. Like, more like, let's leave the blinds closed. Okay, that sounds great. So what's in the news today, anyway? What do we got? Story number one. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a health advisory about an increase in respiratory syncytial. It's probably not right. Virus. We'll just call it RSV from now on. How about that? I can say that pretty clearly. The disease activity in various parts of the country. While not explicitly called out in their advisory, an increase in RSV has also been detected here in Mono County. Mono County Public Health urges parents to monitor for symptoms of RSV in their children. RSV is a common respiratory virus that can infect people of all ages. In fact, it is so common that most children have been infected with the virus by age 2. Oh my gosh. Most people, including infants, usually develop only mild symptoms similar to that of a common cold, with congestion, runny nose, and cough. But for some, RSV can be severe and even life-threatening. You should call your doctor if you or your child is having trouble breathing, has poor appetite, or decreased activity level, cold symptoms that become severe, or a shallow cough that continues throughout the day and night. For more information, questions, or concerns, please call Mono County Public Health at 760-924-1830 or follow up with your pediatrician or medical provider. That's important. Definitely stay on top of that. Don't want to catch that. That doesn't sound good at all. Okay, the Eastern Sierra Shop with a Cop delivers pre-ordered and gift-wrapped items to Inyo and Mono County children and families with wish lists. This year, Eastern Sierra Shop with a Cop has 50 kids from Inyo and Mono County that have completed shopping wish lists, and the items will be ready to give out to the families on December 11th, 2021. Lions Club will also be cooking a pancake breakfast for the group before the parade of patrol cars down Main Street. How cool for kids. That's awesome. Eastern Sierra Shop of the Cop is completely funded by donations, and community support is essential to making it possible. You can drop off donations at the Mono or Inyo County Sheriff's Office or Bishop and Mammoth Lakes Police Departments. Please make checks payable to Eastern Sierra Peace Officers Association with Shop with a Cop written in the memo line. What a cool event. That's awesome. I bet that is amazing for those little kids to go out with a local cop and get presents. Okay. It's time again for my favorite police report, the Mammoth Lakes Bear Beat. Bad bears, bad bears. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? This month's theme, who should be reading the Bear Beat? 1101 Davison Road. A dead bear was found and reported in the bushes between Davison and Lakeview. Examination revealed trauma to the head and snout. This bear was likely hit by a vehicle. Please, slow down, people. 1101, 6:15 p.m., Lupin Street. A bear cub was reported to be on a neighbor's porch. The bear was gone when officers arrived. The door must have been locked. 1102, 6:10 p.m., Forest Trail. Bears were reported in a front yard and were hazed away by officers. 1102, 10:25 p.m., Hillside Drive. A bear was reported walking through a parking lot, but was gone on arrival. 1104, 11:57 p.m., The Village. A bear broke into the garage, through the roll-up door, and was hazed away by officers. 1105, 1:06 a.m., Cliff Circle. Someone reported a bear on the upper deck, checking out the barbecue. It was gone when officers arrived. 1109, 7:26 p.m., Cliff Circle. A bear got into a car. I'm going to say that again. A bear got into a car, but was scared off when the car owner opened the front door of the house. Owner thought they had locked all the doors. Apparently, bears can unlock doors now. I think we just lost our place as the alpha predator on this planet. 1111 Evergreen Street. A bear demolished a car's interior the previous night. The vehicle owner stated they were not aware a bear may get into a vehicle for food items. This is why everyone should be reading The Bear Beat. Bad bears, bad bears. What you gonna do? I won't submit you guys to my singing anymore. Well, it looks like that's gonna about do it for today, ladies and gentle bears. I'm gonna be running around Reno and hanging out at the Pepper Mill. If you're up here, come find me and say hi. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Jesse for Eastern Sierra Now, and it is November 16th. Have a good one.